Time now for Sunday Morning Devotions on 101.7 XCY, featuring reflections and spiritual insight from pastors and clergy members of the Cane Area Ministerial Association.
Good morning. This is Pastor Calvin Cook from Cane and East Cane Methodist Churches. This morning, as we begin our time together in focusing on God, I want to share from my own heart that I have really been thinking a great deal about what it is that we're searching for. I know that we get caught up and drawn away from many important things by searching for a variety of things, only to find out that those things will never truly satisfy us. One of my favorite songs that I listen to on a regular basis is the contemporary song by Brandon Lake entitled Graves into Gardens. The opening line of the song says this: I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. But then you came along and put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied here in your love. And then the chorus goes on to say, oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. And so it is constantly my hope and prayer that I am searching for that which will satisfy my soul, not satisfy my physical needs, but satisfy my soul. One of the chapters of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament hopefully will give us some guidance. This morning, as we come to a place prayerfully and spiritually to answer what it is that our soul is truly longing for. From Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 2, it says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Have you ever gone into a new restaurant hoping for something great and wonderful as you try out this new experience in this new restaurant, only to find out that the food is maybe okay? And then when the bill comes, you have shock about how much this meal, which didn't even seem adequate to fill you, cost. That's the way that we live out our lives. We vary away. We leave the presence and the will and the love of God to try out new things instead of going to, in this instance, maybe that old established hometown diner that we have come to know and to love and to be satisfied at. And so because of something that looks attractive that is before us, we leave what we know best for that which will not satisfy us, for that which will not bring us hope. And isn't that the way that we live our lives? That we have received this promise from God, that it doesn't really matter who you are or where you've been or what's happened in the past, that today a new day is before us and can hold us and love us and care for us. And all we have to do is be able, willing, and ready to receive all that God has in store for us. Isn't it exciting to also know that here in this scripture from Isaiah 55, that this invitation is listed to all people, that all people are welcome to come to the heart of God, are welcome to step in to that which should be familiar to us, the love and the hope and the peace that only comes in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Here it says that we don't even have to pay for this blessing. We don't have to have money or credit cards or status. That this that God is wanting to offer us is what we really need for our lives today. And it cost us nothing except our love, except our allegiance, except our attention being focused on the God who loves us and who wants the very best for us. What is amazing to me in this, that in this we find the real temple of the Lord. We find the real place that God lives. And all we have to do is to be willing to step into the holy. It's just not so that we can be in awe of God, but that we can be changed and sanctified and redeemed. But most importantly, that all of us are offered this same opportunity, that we need to find true renewal in all that God can give. The real temple of the Lord is the heart of God, and that is where we can step into this holy place. And when we do that, we realize that what God gives, that how Jesus saves, how the Holy Spirit moves, cost nothing, not one cent. But what evil gives us and offers us could cost us everything, could cost us everything, could cost us our families, our jobs, our wealth, our friends, even our life. And so today, it becomes very important that we not be spending our time on those things which will bring us utter doom and pain. And so the question can be asked, are we living a life of faith in a way that only satisfies our current needs and desires? Are we only satisfying ourselves, or are we focusing on what is satisfying to God? We step up to a great buffet And we are able to pick and choose. But so many times, it's only what we want, what satisfies our taste. But yet Jesus says, I give it all to you. Taste and see that it, that all of it is good. This will be what will satisfy our soul. This will be what will become really important. And it is really time to step up to that buffet of the Lord where there are no restrictions, where everything is available to us. May we say, give me faith to trust what you say, God. I may be weak, but your spirit is strong in me. In Isaiah 55:3, it continues where it says, give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love that is promised to David. So what has been promised to David, to King David from the Bible, has also been promised to us. And so while we do that, we have to come to this place of coming back to the heart of God, coming back to incline our ear and come to the one who truly gives life and who satisfies our soul. And this will be the ingredient of a good life. And from that, we will make an everlasting covenant of our steadfast love, sure to God, just in the same way that God makes a covenant with us. And so, in speaking of what God wants to do and how God wants to work, we have to be willing to block out everything else and listen, not just hear, there's a difference, but listen and follow. And then in that, I believe that we will be reminded of the great love that God has for all of us. And if we are ready and willing, then we will see the promises that God has made fulfilled and the covenant that is before us renewed. And so just as faithful as God is to us, we have to be just that faithful to God. And that's where the problem comes in. We have a difficult time being faithful to God. Isaiah 55:4 continues with this reminder, see, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and a commander of the peoples. And so this reminder speaks of the passion that God has for us and the passion that should be in our heart, that same passion that was in the heart of King David, even knowing all of the problems and the situations that he endured, that we have received that same seed to be a witness, not of destruction, but of the Jesus to all people. And that whatever comes our way, we are willing to run full force into receiving that victory that only Jesus can bring. And that in the midst of all of that, we are willing to point even the enemy to Jesus. Yes, even the enemy should be pointed to Jesus. But we also have to be reminded that this battle is a spiritual battle, but it begins by allowing these things and these motives and these messes of the world that keep us from experiencing the fullness of God behind us and moving forward so that we can continue to rest in the power of God. And here's what brings us hope today, that it is, as Isaiah 55 mentions, that our soul will then rest in God. And so the answers become very clear for us, that we then will find rest, that we will find peace, that we will find hope, that we will find contentment. And as long as we focus on these problems and these situations and not turn them over to God, we are never going to be at rest with our souls. And so today I want to encourage you, as Isaiah encouraged the people then, to seek the Lord while the Lord may be found, while he is near. And if the wicked choose to forsake the way, and the uprighteous man seeks to continue in his thoughts, so be it. But as for us, let us return to the Lord with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls, and allow us to receive that abundant pardon that is given to us through life and through salvation in knowing Jesus Christ. And so this morning, as we conclude this time, will you join with me in a prayer? We pray this morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We pray to our friend, to our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we will stand ready to listen, to hear. We pray today, O God, speak to us life in you. In the midst of this chaotic world, that you will speak life to us, and that we will be willing and open to receive all that you want to do. May this love be clarified. You with me with you, and working in and through me. May all that I am and all that I hope to be of you, and may you change our life according to your plans, according to your will, according to your purpose, and to the grace that you desire to pour into our hearts. Lord, come near this day and speak to us. And it is in the name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. It's our hope that you have a great day in worship today, that you have a great day in drawing near to God. I am Pastor Calvin Cook of the Cane and East Cane Methodist Churches. Blessings to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Devotions on 101.7 XCY, a service of the Cane Area Ministerial Association. They invite you to come be a part of services this morning at a Cane church of your choice. A replay of this devotion can be heard by visiting www.wxcyradio.com and then clicking podcasts. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week.